Joshua chapter 1, verse 9 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Now that, of course, was God speaking to Joshua. But friend, there are some principles that are still true just in that verse alone. How encouraging that the Lord is with us wherever we go. I love that. Well, friend, good to see ya. It's Thursday, March 5th, 2020. It is Joey Kroll. Are you enjoying the somewhat warmer temperatures? It was so sunny just yesterday. And it seems like, I love this, this is a big sign that spring is coming, that it looks like it's getting sunnier earlier, which is a great sign that, well, spring is coming. And this weekend, of course, you spring forward, so that means you lose an hour of sleep, but I'd much rather have that than still live this winter weather, cold, snow, and ice. So when I spring forward, I'm just reminded, yes, spring is coming. Sign me up for that. Well, Fred, coming up later on this year in September, you're invited to a special bus trip to Philadelphia. It's the Let Freedom Ring Philadelphia Tour. 6 days, five nights, September 27th through October 2nd. For a deluxe motor coach to Philadelphia and back with some great hotel accommodations and some meals as well. You'll experience our country's history just really come alive as you view and learn about and experience our great land together on the special bus trip. Now, last checked, which was like yesterday, it was like half full. So if you're interested in this, there's a couple of pricing options available. It's all listed at our website. There's a great itinerary about when we leave and what we'll be doing, where we'll be staying, where we're going to be eating for those days as well. So if you're interested, head on over to greatnewsradio.org, and right there on the homepage, you should see it. It's the Let Freedom Ring Philadelphia Tour. Again, it's September 27th through October 2nd. 6 days, five nights, great deluxe motor coach to Philadelphia and back, really exploring, learning, and experience really our great land. Again, more details on the Let Freedom Ring Philadelphia Tour, greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, coming up in just a few moments, we have an encouraging text that we'll look at together from 1 Corinthians 15 on how Jesus is coming back for his church, the rapture of the church. And that's what we're going to be talking about today from 1 Corinthians 15, right after this, right here on Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Love you.
Thank you so much for listening to Mark and Friends here on this Thursday. It's Joey with you, and a family was discussing the second coming of Jesus Christ one Sunday after church, and the father concluded the discussion by encouraging each of his children to live each day as if it were their last. And then his teenage son said, "Well, I tried that once, and you grounded me for a month." Ah, yes. Dear friend, Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back. So that's a topic you don't hear very often today in a lot of circles, but friend, Jesus is coming back. He is coming back. And so today we're going to be talking about, here at Mark and Friends, the rapture of the church. The rapture of the church. And I know that this is a highly debated discussion and so forth, friend. My heart is not to debate today. My heart is just to encourage you in the Word of God that Jesus is coming back. So if you have your Bible, head on over to 1 Corinthians 15, 1 Corinthians 15. And as you're heading over to 1 Corinthians 15, the Apostle Paul, God is using this man by the name of Paul to write to believers, Corinthian believers. And he's spending a lot of time talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so we come to 1 Corinthians 15 in verse 51 says, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed." Verse 53, "For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, there's a lot in these passages here, and our time is so limited, so we'll just hop right to it. But the Word of God here kind of highlights four things today. First of all, it's talking about a mystery. Talks about a mystery. Verse 51 says, "Behold, I tell you a mystery." You know, the Bible talks a lot about the mysteries. Talk about mysteries, the mystery of Christ, the mystery of the kingdom of God. I mean, think about this. There are so many things in the Word of God you and I can't fully 100% understand. That's the great mystery of God. There are some things in doctrines and in the Word of God that I just, my mind can't wrap around, but I believe by faith because God says it's true. And so here in this passage, he's talking about the mystery of the rapture. What is the rapture? 1 Thessalonians 4 talks about, in verse 16, the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Listen to this. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Friend, the rapture is a future event when the Lord Jesus Christ himself will return in the clouds above this earth and will catch us, will snatch us, his church, with him. Let me tell you something, friend. Jesus is coming back. And when he comes back, he's not coming back for the Methodists. He's not coming back for the Baptists. He's not coming back for the Catholics, the Presbyterians. Friend, he is coming back for his church. For his church. He's talking about the mystery of the rapture. Did you know that the rapture of the church was a mystery to all the Old Testament saints? Think about this. Abraham didn't know about it. Jeremiah didn't know about it. Hosea, the angels, they didn't know about it. It was a mystery. The Greek word for mystery here in this passage means something kept secret. Something kept secret. So he's talking about the mystery of the rapture. The Old Testament saints knew that there was going to be a resurrection of the dead, but they did not know there was going to be a rapture when the church is caught up with him. So he's talking about a mystery. And then he also talks about a trumpet in verse 52 of 1 Corinthians 15. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised imperishable. You know, ancients blew the trumpet on solemn occasions to stir up others, to get their attention. A trumpet was used in war for various signals of military actions and military marches. Trumpets in the Old Testament were a signal to God's people, not to the lost. This signified the approach of God to his people and their assembly before him. You can read about that in Exodus 19. The trumpets were used as an ongoing march. Numbers 10 talks about that. Movements in battle, divine deliverance, great festivals. I mean, trumpets, you look at the Word of God, and especially in the Old Testament, trumpets were a big thing. God's trumpet sound is an indication of something momentous. Horatio Spafford wrote the song, It Is Well With My Soul, and it goes, and Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. Friend, there will be a trumpet blast, and we are out of here. So he talks about a mystery. The mystery of the rapture. He talks about the trumpet. And also he talks about a change. In verse 51 of 1 Corinthians 15, it says, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. And so most people believe, what is this change that he's talking about? Most people believe, including myself, this is where our bodies will be changed and we will receive a brand new body, a glorious body. In Philippians 3:20, it says, but our citizenship is in heaven. Hallelujah for that. And from it, we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Watch this, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. Philippians 3:20 and 21. It tells us that those who died before us, their bodies will rise first. They will rise first. Now, this does not mean that when we die, we stay in the grave. But while our bodies are in the grave, our souls, our spirits are in the presence of Almighty God. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 8 tells us that when believers die, they are absent from the body and present with the Lord. There is a story about a man whose name was Mr. Pease. P P-E-A-S, you know, just like we eat. Actually, not. Actually, what you eat. I don't eat peas. That's just too nasty for me. But there's a man whose name was Mr. Peas, P-E-A-S. And when he died, someone put on his grave marker, "This ain't peas. It's just the pod. Peas shelled out and went to God." And Fred, that's what happens when a Christian dies. He just simply leaves this old pod that we live in, and he ascends up to glory. Charles Stanley said one time, when it comes to the Christian and death, you can bury the body, but you can't bury the saint. So, friend, when Jesus comes back for his church, the dead in Christ will rise first. That is their souls and bodies. Somehow, I have no idea. According to God's great mystery, it seems like that they will reconnect and they will receive a glorified body. A brand new body, friend. No more doctor's appointments. A brand new body. No more insurance bills, a brand new body. No more ibuprofen, no more headaches, no more wheelchairs, no more crutches, no more sickness, no more disease, no more medication, a brand new body. So God's word talks about a mystery, the mystery of the rapture. God's word talks about the trumpet of God. It also talks about a change. That's, I believe, when we get our brand new body. But Freddie also talks about a victory. In verse 54, 1 Corinthians 15, it says, when the perishable puts on the imperishable and the mortal puts on the immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I heard a story about a little boy and his father. They were driving down a country road on a beautiful spring afternoon, and suddenly, out of nowhere, a bumblebee flew into the car window, and since that little boy was deathly allergic to bee stings, he became petrified. So his father reached out, grabbed the bee, squeezed it, and he opened it and pointed it in his hand. And there stuck in the skin was the stinger of the bee. And he says, son, you see this? You don't need to be afraid anymore. I've taken the sting for you. Dear friend, Jesus took the sting out of death. For the child of God, listen, death does not have the final say. Because of Jesus Christ, because of the resurrection, friend, we have victory over death. When Jesus comes, the raptured crowd will say, oh, death, where is your sting? The resurrection crowd will turn around and look at that empty grave and say, grave, where is your victory? So, friend, what should we do in light of Jesus coming back? 1 Corinthians 15, the very last verse of that chapter. In verse 58, it says, therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding, watch this, in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Friend, the resurrection hope should inspire us to serve, work, and labor for the Lord until He returns.
my redeemer.